Bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item for meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have four at least this morning. Action items: consider resolution authorizing cancellation of taxes on property owned by Canyon County. Do we have documentation ready for that?
Sorry.
Quit watching the movie and be present. Jennifer's going. All right. So these are the two that have already come back through our, on our packet. Or, yeah, seen them before. All right. So Trent, you've reviewed this and the resolution's ready to go?
Yes, Chairman.
Okay. Any comments or questions?
Commissioners, yes, I do have a question. These two properties were taken for tax deed in 2025 and no bidders were present.
Okay.
So I guess I'm confused why we're taking taxes off of these two properties when Canyon County has other properties that still have taxes owing on them. Is this a new trend that we're going towards? Do we need to go back and look at all the other ones? Or is there a particular reason why we're removing taxes from these two parcels?
Well, that's a very fine question.
So we have county-owned parcels that we still assess taxes to?
They're not assessing taxes, but they are have delinquent taxes. That still are.
How do we owe ourselves?
The taxes from when we took taxi, when it transferred into Canyon County's name, taxes are no longer being calculated on a yearly basis, but they're still delinquent taxes. So on this one, are we taking off the delinquent taxes or are we just changing it to no longer have a value and calculate taxes? I'm confused. I wasn't in any of the conversations on these two parcels.
Nor were we. So there you go.
I'm trying to remember what we've done in the past. I mean, I don't. So if somebody wanted to come buy this piece of property, they would have to pay the delinquent taxes from us?
Back, yes, in all of the other taxing districts. That would be usually the opening bid is all the delinquent taxes. And then we would calculate current taxes as well.
So generally, if we owe ourselves taxes, we do a motion or a resolution to waive those and get rid of it. If it's delinquent from somebody else, then we leave that because that individual is responsible for paying their taxes.
Right. If it's the two PIN numbers that I was provided, these were tax deed properties. So maybe we need to make sure we're talking about the same account numbers.
Okay.
Do you have...
I'm not sure.
Oh, yes, these two were tax deed properties. So the one on Main Street has over $1,000 due in taxes back from 21 to 25 tax years. And the other one is 21 to 25. So going forward in 2026, they will no longer be assessed and have taxes owing.
At all.
Right. They'll still continue to accrue interest until we sell it, if that's what we choose to do at some point in time. But they will not incur any additional taxes going forward.
While they're being held by us.
Correct.
That's how I understood it. That's what I thought we were doing, that we were keeping historically what was due previously going forward in case we sell it, and we're choosing to circumvent any of future tax assessment on ourselves while we're holding it.
That is correct, yes.
So is that a change from what we've done before?
No, I understand it the way you described it.
That's what I thought we were. This morning. So you were asking me a question that was different from that. And so
previous, I don't remember previously that we had a resolution to take the value off going forward. So they no longer calculate.
That I don't know with specificity.
I don't remember ever.
And Tanya's our tax deed expert and.
Well, then Tanya knows. I will defer to the expert.
She does not recall having a resolution
no.
to stop.
Usually we're taxed with calculating when someone brings us an offer to buy one of these properties. The treasurer's office is taxed with calculating the taxes even as far back from 2006 to 2025 to figure out how much we're due and what can make the taxing.
Okay. So we still calculate it?
Yeah. According to the mill levy and the assessed value, it's assigned. Even though we're exempt after it becomes Canyon County property.
Okay.
So I think when, I think the, and I haven't looked at the details of this, and maybe this just got, maybe we got a game of telephone going on. I thought we were, had received some tax notices on parcels that the county had recently purchased. And that's what these were. But this sounds like a different scenario than what I had.
So that's the confusion. We didn't purchase these.
No.
They just were never bid on to try to liquidate.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where the direction was provided is, oh, here's a couple of county parcels that we own now. Why are we paying ourselves taxes on these? So we did our normal resolution like all the other county property. I don't think there was an understanding that it was a tax deed.
Yeah.
Why don't we table this, get it rewritten for the protocol that we historically do on tax deeds that we get? And I see the confusion because we're in the middle of trying to acquire a couple parcels, and we were probably thinking different thoughts about different kinds of property. So let's do that.
Okay.
Does that make sense with everybody? And Trent, you can bring it back with those modifications. Okay. And I think in this resolution, when you modify it, let's make sure that we make the differentiation that they're a tax deed that we've acquired and not that we are acquiring property.
Okay.
Two distinct things.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Now I understand the question behind the question. All right. I make a motion that we table this and have legal bring it back with those modifications for these two specific parcels.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All righty. Man, can we start to the second one, less technicals? Okay. It's all about the words. Okay, second action item. Consider agreement with Bull Appraisals for appraisal services of PIN 3461801-0. All right. Who's reviewed this?
Chairman, I've reviewed this agreement with Bull Appraisal. This is an agreement we've asked them to go and appraise a parcel adjacent to our recently purchased Highway 44 parcel for the landfill transfer station. And so this is just a small parcel that's adjacent between the county-owned property and the other highway district-owned properties. And so we've had some preliminary conversations with the property owners, and they're aware of this happening and just sort of setting a value so we can have further conversations with the property owners.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I think last week or the week before I missed both legal staff discussions. Was this discussed then?
Yes. Yes.
Was it on the record or was it an exec?
An exec.
It's okay. An exec because it's a negotiation.
That's why I'm beating around the bush. I didn't want to ask anything specific.
Yeah. If we want to get more into the details on it, we can do that in exec.
Would you like to table this till we?
Nah, I'm good.
You're
I'll
good?
Just, I guess maybe later if we have an executive session, I'll include that in it to ask.
Okay.
A few more questions.
All right, we can do that.
So, Mr. Chairman, with that, I move that we sign the agreement with Bull Appraisals for appraisal services of PIN 3461801-00.
All right, I'd second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, third action item is to consider resolution to change the job title of one position in the county agent department. This is continued from May 26th.
Chairman, that would be, I would like to have an executive session conversation before you take that one up, so we can move on to the next action item and
okay. That would be fine. We'll defer this till after executive session. All right. And the fourth action item on the agenda is consider renewal quote with Progress Software Corporation and Telerik Sales of DevCraft UI development licenses. This is continued also. All right. They're back.
I'm back. Yep.
The A team. All right. This is for a signature page and have signatures signed that were blank before.
Correct.
Great work. All right. And legal's reviewed.
I have, Chairman, this is an end user license agreement. You'll notice it's pretty short. It's more of a purchase order. It does take different links, which are much, much longer. In those, when I have reviewed those, there isn't anything that is that doesn't permit the termination of these at any point that we feel it's necessary or binds the county to longer than what is required on an annual basis.
Okay.
I'll let the experts in the room tell you what this is for.
Okay. You missed this one, too. All right.
All right, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks. What this is is actually like it's a software library that we're looking at purchasing. It will actually really help the development team speed up some of the development processes they're doing, especially as we get more involved in some of the more complicated requests. It's replacing a couple of the software renewals that we will not need to renew this year. There's some cost savings there because this particular software package was not budgeted. However, we also have some savings in a couple other categories that will easily take care of this cost. And the renewal cost going forward is quite a bit less, but that's what this all entails. And it's also been vetted through the information security officer and IT to make sure everything where this is developed and everything is right here. In safe location.
Okay. All right. Any questions? All right.
I don't think so, Mr. Chairman. Where'd we go here? I move that we sign the renewal quote for Progress Software Corporation and Telerik Sales of DevCraft UI developer licenses as presented.
All right. I would second that motion. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
Thank you.
Now you guys are going to have no excuse not to look better and better since you have a library.
Yeah. I just said on record, we're developing faster.
Mr. Rosenberg, we have received a few different, we have a few contracts still pending with IT that will be reviewed. It's a little bit of a short week for me, since I'm out, but we should have those hopefully to you by. I think you're out next week.
We're out next week, yeah.
The week after, if that doesn't have any deadlines, we're too worried about.
I'll reach out to
the vendors. So we're good on the deadlines for a week from Tuesday, or this coming, not this coming Tuesday, but a week from this coming Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, we'll see you bright and early in that day. All right.
That's right.
All right, thank you. All right. So we'll still have an action item pending when we come out of executive session. We have a matter of a land use issue, and what other item do we need to go in under executive?
CD and F.
All right.
Topics are identified there. Then I think Commissioner Brooks may have had one other one he wanted to bring up.
So that's C, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We have included that.
C, D, and F.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we enter into executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74206, sub 1, C, to acquire an interest in real property, D, to consider records that are exempt from public disclosure, and F, to communicate with legal counsel.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.